Okay. Ukagon. Hallelujah says Hashem in Hashemayim. Hallelujah b'meroimim. Hallelujah kol melochov. Capital Tehillim. Hallelujah says Hashem in Hashemayim. Praise Hashem from the heavens. Hallelujah b'meroimim. Hallelujah kol melochov. Praise him in the higher world. Praise him all the angels, the melochim. What's it telling you? He's repeating himself. He's telling you that in the higher world, they're praising Hashem. The Shemayim, the Maraimim, the Malachim, where the Malachim are in the higher world. So it comes to repetition here. Shemayim, Maraimim, Malachim, it's all telling me the same thing, that in the heavens, in the higher worlds, they're singing praise to Hashem, Gevaldik. That's the superficial approach. In the next passage, we say it again. We say it again. The sun and the moon and all the stars in the Shemayim, they must also praise Hashem. Yeah, we got that. We said that already. Hallelujah Hashem in the Shemayim. So what zogs to me? What are you telling me? Again, it's repetition. Then it says, Shekulam b'shamayim halil Hashem. Why do you have to keep saying this? We praised Hashem once. And in Shemayim, they praise Hashem. Got it. Again and again and again. You just changed the words a little bit, but essentially you're saying the same thing. That's the superficial approach. A person who really wants to get what's going on here? David HaMelech wasn't just repeating himself. David HaMelech wasn't just, trying to fill the book. Yeah, he had what you say in every word. Is Mamash Ruach HaKodesh and critical. We know that. If Rashi reads Medayik every word, so in David HaMelech, Achaz Kama Vakama, person has to go and use his thoughts and his brain and his imagination to get into the details and the deeper meaning of all these different pratim. And look at each thing separately and see what each thing's coming to say. When a person says Hallelujah Hashem in Hashemayim, Yorutz Dimyoyne L'Shemayim, Hatuchulim V'Amirim, Heich Mahalim Uzmarim Heim L'Hashem. When a person thinks of Shemayim, we think of the sun and the stars and the moon. We think about the luminaries in the sky. Shemayim is the sky. Yeah, that's Shemayim. That's where our imagination takes us. Aluba Maraimim, Yavos es Hashemayim, V'yeilich es Dimyon el Musag Maraimim, Gevur me'al Gevur min Hashemayim. That's when we say Aluba Hashem in Hashemayim. That's the Shemayim. Maraimim is way beyond. It's way above the Shemayim. You got to let your dimyan go to places where way above the Shemayim. Gevuma gevumin Hashemayim. Way above the Shemayim. V'gam heima mahalalim. Halalu kol malachov. Then it says, praise Hashem, the angels, the malachim. Achshem edaber la malachim. Hanayrim ribi rovavais. Multitude, untold multitude of malachim. Halalu kol tzvav. Called Seva Hashemayim Hamuskarim Becheskel. When you go through Yecheskel and you see all the heavenly malachim and all the things that are going into Shemayim, all the legions and whatever in the Shemayim, it's talking about them as well. Gevuim Harbe Mila Malachim. That's way above the malachim, way above the meroimim, way above the Shemayim. V'yachshav achshav rak aleihem. Nothing just about them. V'ken kishyem eshemesh. Yachshav rak al hashemesh. Hanifla hachazoka. Hamachayis kol oilom. When you think about the sun, just the sun, it's a physical thing, the sun, there it is. What an awesome, unbelievable thing the sun is. Ugadoylem in oilom kula, mayav yishivim pamim, 170 times bigger than the earth, according to the Rambam. V'yitzu b'nyoyim ha'heich ma'halales, he is a kodesh baruch hu. Now take the sun, that is so big and awesome, and think about the sun, how the sun's praising Hashem. U'b'sha sho'im ha'yarech, when you start saying Yareach, so forget about the sun and the Shemayim now, just think only about the Yareach. How beautiful it is to have the light of the moon and what the moon teaches us. Now go have a look and see in your imagination how the moon praises Hashem. Which means when we talk about Shemayim, Mereim, and Melachov, we just lump it all together into one big torrent of the things up there in the heavens. But if you break it down, the Shemayim is the Shemayim. The Mereimim is above that. The Melachim are above that. The Tzvakois are way, way above that. When you're thinking about the Shemesh, don't think about the moon. When you think about the moon, you don't have to think about the Shemesh. Break it down and see how each one of these pieces, the Shemayim is Supreme Kvod El. Yeah? So we think the Shemayim, that's everything in the Shemayim. No, break it down. Each piece and piece and piece and think about each piece. That's when someone starts getting a little bit in touch with what David HaMelech was talking about. That's a chaval that Eli disappeared. Yeah, all right. Higa atzmecha. Im yitnu lecha chalalit mehira letel. Imagine for yourself that you get a spaceship, a rocket ship. Yeah, Elon Musk phones you up. You want to borrow his Tesla spaceship for the day. You think you'll see the sun and the moon will look up there when you're flying around in the shemayim. They look to you down here. Yeah? These are two things that are very similar to each other, the sun and the moon. Oh, they look very similar to us. Have you ever been to the moon? You never once had a little bit of a cheshek to go to the sun, see what it looks like in the sun? They're going on a rocket ship to the sun. It sounds geschmack. If you once went to the sun, you wouldn't want to go further and see what's flying up there in the mammoth. I mean, today we have access to this through these Hubble telescopes and James Webb telescopes. We're seeing things in the Meroimim. We're talking about the physical world. Beyond, you would love to fly there and go and have a look what they look like. They've got Shamis Michael the Gavriel. What about going up to the heavens and seeing Gavriel and Michael? Im yalel dait chaloyme isayafti kva milerot. You would take, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come to you after you went to the sun and you saw the sun. He'd say to you, listen, do you want to come up and meet Michael and Gavriel? You'd tell him, no, I'm tired. I've done too much traveling. I want to go home. I'm missing my bed. Ma chadash po? Hare kvar yitit ha-shemesh v'se'arayach. I saw the sun and the moon. Vostaf v'chgayin. You know, after the person, they get the travel bug, they go to 15 different countries, you offer them another trip, they tell you, yeah, once you've seen one beach, you've seen them all, you know, we've got to go to another hotel and another hotel and another hotel. No, speak, I've seen enough. If after you've been to the sun and the moon, Hashem said, you want to come up with me, I'll show you what's going on in the higher heavens, where there's Gavriel and Michael, he'll say to you, yeah, you've seen one Shemaim, you've seen another, you've seen them all, I saw the sun, I saw the moon, I'm tired, I want to go home. Chazan wouldn't say that. Each thing is different. The beauty of it, it's astounding. The one doesn't interfere with the other one's boundaries. Each one has its own space, its own boundaries. These things are flying around in the Shemayim at ridiculous speeds. Untold billions of different things flying around in unbelievable speeds. And they never bump into each other. They never cross into each other's gvulot. That's what a person's supposed to be thinking about and talking about and thinking about and imagining for himself when he's saying this pishtikal tehillim. That's what I was talking about. You went on a spaceship, you went to the Shemayim, you saw the sun, you saw the stars, you saw the moon. Then you went higher and higher to the higher worlds, the higher spiritual worlds. And then you went, then you went into the world of Gavriel and Michael and you met them and you saw them. And above them, and higher and higher. That's where David HaMelech's coming from. It's not repetition. You break it down into pieces. You know, you might not have the koichos or the time to think of all of them, but at least to chap one. But Cain said, obviously, that takes a lot of preparation, a lot of hard work. It doesn't happen all at once. It takes, you know, a person has to get into Tehillim. He wrote a Moridik Sefer on Tehillim. He didn't write it, actually. It was taken from the Shirim. But they managed to put a whole Sefer together from his Shirim on Tehillim. Hoidu Lashem, Yitzakev Larega. Maze Hoidu. It says, Hoidu Lashem. How many times a day we say, Hoidu Lashem, Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv, Hoidu Lashem in the Shemaim, Hoidu, Hoidu, Hoidu Lashem. Maze, stop for a minute. Maze, Hoidu. Yoshukoyach Lashem, Alainai. Thank you, Hashem, for my eyes, Alosnaim, for my ears, Alachaim, Alapanosta, the Pratim ain't soft. Take your life and mefarret it down and thank Hashem for each one of those things. You'll still you'll still be here tomorrow saying thank you and you wouldn't have had a chance to finish. How you do Hashem? Yes, we say thank you, Hashem, for everything. Well, thank you, Hashem, for everything. Lo seet avodah. It's gam chashuv. I'm not saying not. Avodah lo seet avodah. Break it down. What are you saying thank you for? My eyes, my ears, the taste. You know, when I ate Corona, I couldn't smell. You suddenly realize, maze, smell. Smell, yeah, beside it. We don't, you know, on what's the Shabbos when you make Avdola, you think about your smell. But who thinks about thank you for my smell? Suddenly for 3 weeks, you can't smell anything. It's in my head. Suddenly start appreciating Mazeh Reich. And then 2 weeks later, you've forgotten about it again, of course. But how do you do that? For what? For my eyes, my ears, my nose, my toenails, everything, everything, everything. Long, long lists of things we have to say thank you for. Hiru bishmoy. Achshav ein ho oisek bohido. It's not Hoido anymore. Now you're standing with a whole new Avoida. To call out in Hashem's name. You're standing in front of an enormous tower, there's someone standing on top, and you're letting the person know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sorry, he's standing on top of the tower and he's screaming to the whole world. Do kiyesha kolish bochu, there's Hashem in the world. Koidiu ma'amim, notify the nations. Masoivu fu achshav, vidimayne boilo, hoilech le New York, le London, le Moskova, le hoidu, le sin, ko goy olam. Now he imagines that he's traveling all over the world. That's what we normally do in Shmoneh Esrei, is we imagine that we're traveling around the whole world. Well, now, now he comes and he's traveling around the whole world. And what's he doing? He's busy introducing them to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's not talking to Yidden anymore. Now he's talking to the Goyim. He's telling the Goyim. They never heard about Hashem. He's introducing the Goyim to the Boir Olam. Now he comes home from his world travels, from having a car of the whole world. Now he's got a new avoider. Now he's singing. Shira, he loves Zimra. You have to know there's Shira and there's Zimra. Shiru Lashem, Mzameloi. There's two different things. Vizimra, he lost Shira. Called Dovala Atzma be Yoifiv Hamiyuchad Lo. Each one is different. Sichu Bacholnif Loisov. Akshav Kva Enu Shav Enu Mazamer. Sichu Bacholnif Loisov. God, talk about Hashem's wondrousness. Now he's not singing and he's not Mazamering. Rak Yoishivu, for autobus, for Sachim, a Yoishiv al Yadroi, now sitting on the bus. And there's someone sitting next to him. And he's busy telling this guy about the nifladika things of Hashem. He's busy telling this guy who never thought about it, what an apple is, what an apple seed is. Look, look what Hashem did. Look at your eyes. He's busy talking to this guy on the bus who never thought about Hashem before. He's halulu b'shem kotshoi. Mivir gavose v'yichidoi. Haim yodei ata mi hu ze sh'os apel haze? Abba l'sheli. You know who did these wondrous things? You tell the guy you're sitting next to on the bus when you tell him about the wondrous things of Hashem. You know who did this? Ze tata sheli, ze abba sheli. This is Hashem. This is my tati. Ken, kapshuto, sheli. Vu'af hivtiach li shekol ima shani rotze, delatoto petuchos lifnei, lefonai, u'ma shekvashenu yasri. And not only that, but this Abba Ravli that does all these wondrous things from the higher, higher worlds of the Shemaim all the way down to the bottom of my feet, he promised me that his door is always open for me. 24 shaot, 7 yamim kol yom, whenever you want. You don't need a secretary, you don't need an appointment, you don't have to protect here. You just talk to him. He's there. He's there. And he promises that he'll listen to you and he'll do what you want if it's good for you. That's all of Sefer Tehillim and the whole of the Seder of Tefillah. In the beginning, it's very hard. Mitragel to do this, it's hard, but once you start doing it, you get mitragel to it, it comes very easy and it doesn't take a lot of time. You go through Tehillim very, very quickly and you understand exactly what you're saying. And then you see all the wondrous things going on in every pasuk of Tefillah. The time you spend davening is a tainuk otzuk. He's talking from experience because that's what his Tefillah looked like. When you saw him davening, it was like, this is guys having the best fun in the world, the happiest, best fun in the world. He was mamash a shtik Tefillah. Rabbi Zriel told me, Rabbi Zriel Zatzal told me, you don't hear him talking about tefillah ever. Rabbi Tauber never spoke about tefillah. He says, because if you're not holding, you don't know what you're talking about, you don't speak about it. He said, Rabbi Shimshon could talk about tefillah because he was a shtick tefillah. He didn't daven, he was davening. So he can write it. So we can't speak about it because you know what we're talking about, but we have to learn. We have to learn and try and raise ourselves up. That's why we're learning the Sefer. He has the manim shemit palbeim, zmanim shel tainuk. Whole new worlds will open in front of us we didn't even know existed. But that takes preparation. We're talking about Pesukah D'Zimri. We haven't even got out of Pesukah D'Zimri yet. But a bit of attention when you're saying Tehillim, to just even take one capital Tehillim a day and just think about it a little bit. And slowly, slowly, you add, after a year, you'll be saying Pesukah D'Zimri. The way we're supposed to will change one's whole life. Your whole life changes in Bezrat Hashem. Those which they do. And a good Shabbos.
Okay. Good Shabbos.
We'll see you next week. Take good care.
Okay.
Elia, switched on the recording as I noticed you weren't here. So what you were here for, you've heard already. And the recording went on. So if you missed a little bit, the recording's on from when you left.
Yeah, I have a new system here and it just went out right in the middle.
That's right. Anyway, as I noticed you weren't here, I realized I hadn't put on the recording, so I switched to the recording. So from when you left, you can get the recording. This is Nifladika stuff. What he just told us, if a person will take a bit of attention, you'll spend just 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day working on this. In a couple of months, we'll look very, very different. And Leonetta, something we have to look at. Look what he just did. He took a piece of Tehillim that we say every day. We didn't even notice what it was talking about. He broke it down into pieces. Just take one of those pieces. When you think Pesukah D'Zimri, just do one of the things he spoke about. Your whole life's already looking different. Your day will be a different day. There's no question. It has to be that way. No, we have to machazak each other, Yaraboisa. Doesn't happen. We have to speak to each other, machazak each other. You see me on Sunday morning, you say, no, you did your Pesukah D'Zimri Wednesday. No, echam Pesukah D'Zimri. We have to machazak each other, Bezrat Hashem.
Okay.
Tov, have a good
Shabbos. Okay, good Shabbos. Thank you.